It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Lawmakers in Albany are scheduled to pass New York's budget today. It's a $138 billion package that mixes increases in spending for items like universal pre-kindergarten and charter schools, while at the same time providing a range of tax cuts. In fact, according to the Fiscal Policy Institute, the budget includes hundreds of millions of dollars in tax cuts and credits. WNYC's Jessica Gould is here to tell us more. Jessica, is it a little like something for everyone in this budget?
Well, it's a little like an Oprah episode. You get a tax cut, and you get a tax cut, and you get a tax cut.
Oh, goody. Okay, the biggest one is the property tax credit. It's part of Governor Cuomo's goal of making municipalities more efficient. How does efficiency tie into the tax credit? How does this work?
So basically, you get rewarded if your municipality does what Governor Cuomo wants, and that's to limit spending and tax hikes. So here's how it works. This year, if your local government stays under a 2% property tax cap, homeowners will get a check in the mail courtesy of the state. Just how much depends on how much you pay in property taxes. So if you pay more, you'll get more back. Then next year, if your municipality shows it has a plan to save money by sharing services with other towns, you'll get another check. Now, keep in mind, the towns just have to show that they have a plan. Mm. And the governor is budgeting $1.5 billion over 3 years for all of this.
Will this tax credit apply to homeowners in New York City?
Nope. Cities with more than a million people are excluded from this. As one person told me, in the words of Heidi Klum, New York City, you are out.
Yeah. So what about a tax break for renters?
Well, for New York City renters, I've got a tax credit for you. Renters who spend a large portion of their income on property taxes as part of their rent will get up to a $150 tax credit. But to qualify for the credit, your total income has to be less than $200,000. So the less you make, the more you'll get back. Now, one analyst pointed out to me that an early draft of this proposal offered up to $500. So it's not as much as originally proposed.
But it is something, Jessica. Okay, let's say I want to open a business. In fact, I want to open a manufacturing plant somewhere in New York. Do you have anything for me?
Yep. Manufacturers will see their income tax rate go to zero, and they're getting a 20% tax credit on the property they own. The goal of this is to grow business and support manufacturers, especially upstate.
Okay. Well, New York City, though, is home to the financial industry. Any goodies for them?
Yes. Again, this budget combines a standalone tax, bank tax, with the corporate franchise tax. Then it lowers the tax rate from just over 7% to 6.5% on all corporations. So again, the idea is to spur business growth. That's because some say too many taxes on the financial sector limits them. Of course, others say the state has too many giveaways for Wall Street.
Mm. What about the estate tax? If I'm about to inherit $1 billion, will the state give me a break?
Well, first of all, if you've lost a loved one, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Second of all, there's a tax cut for you. Right now, anyone with estates over $1 million have to pay a tax in New York, but that threshold is going up to $5.25 million before the tax kicks in. That puts it in line with the federal government's estate tax. Budget analysts say this change will cost the state about $120 million in tax revenue this year and more in the years to come.
By the way, I did not lose anybody, but
I
take your point about the estate tax. Jessica, a lot of tax breaks. That money has to come from somewhere. Where is Governor Cuomo and state lawmakers getting this money?
It appears to be coming from spending cuts. By one estimate, about $700 million this year, and just over $4.5 billion over the next 4 years. So I spoke to analysts who lean left and analysts who lean right. Some said the tax cuts would be good for the economy by growing business. Others said they're just a handout, primarily to wealthy New Yorkers. But they did seem to agree on one thing. They're all betting those new checks will arrive just before Election Day this year. And they expect at least one New Yorker to benefit, and that's Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Who's running for re-election, as is all the members of the Assembly and the State Senate. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.